Well, if you love 90s alternative, you know our next guest. It's Brett Newsky. He's got a new CD out. It's called Friend Rock, and he has started his big spring, early summer tour. He's been everywhere from Canada. He's going to be in Florida. He's going to be out in Pennsylvania. He's going to be in Portland. But he's going to be back here in Milwaukee this Friday evening. It's 7 o'clock. You've got a concert. Brett, so great to hear from you this morning.
Libby Collins, thanks for hosting me on the radio.
Hey, so tell me about this big tour. I mean, you are all over the place.
Yeah, I'm actually in Toronto right now. We're playing Toronto, and then, yeah, kind of just driving around North America in an unmarked white van, eating out of the Trader Joe's. And, you know, we just started the tour. It's a long and windy road in front of us, but we're starting to get a rhythm out here.
Yeah. Now, what is it like being out on the road when you're playing almost every night?
It's very bipolar. It's like you're really up, and then you're really nervous, and then you wake up feeling weird, and then it's really exciting, and then you're super stoked because you're walking around Toronto, but then maybe you get robbed in Chicago, and then morale is low, but then maybe you get a free meal at the venue, and morale comes back up a little bit. So it's very all over the place.
You said you were robbed in Chicago. Did that really happen?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it was a couple tours ago, but that can happen down there.
Oh, man, that's terrible. But you know what? It's good that you're coming back to Milwaukee because I know you get so many fans here. What is it like for you when, you know, again, you've been on a long tour, you're in city after city after city, and you come back home?
It's pretty cool. I mean, I think the hometown show is always the most pressure. It's the show I get the most nervous for because, you know, we know a lot of the people there. You know, you can't be crappy in your hometown. You got to bring your A game. So we usually try to time it where we get at least 5 or 6 or 7 shows under our belt before we hit Milwaukee so the band is good and tight and ready to go. And it's always nice to get that show under our belt because it's just a huge boost to morale. You know, the Anodyne show usually sells out, so it gives the band a lot of momentum and it boosts our fun meter as we head out into some of the tougher places to play. You know, if we're playing in like Cleveland on a Wednesday, like that's going to be a bit more difficult. So we got to boost up morale before we get out there sometimes.
I mentioned your new CD, Friend Rock, and you've got a video out that's a little bit controversial for a song called Chemicals. Tell us about that one.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was controversial, but I mean, it is me punching Hitler, which I hopefully that's okay. So it's like a funny low-grade, lo-fi VHS-style video of me traveling back in time to all these wild moments in history where I go back and I try to save JFK and punch Hitler and I join the band Queen and party at Woodstock. It's pretty dumb, but it's pretty funny. It turned out pretty cool. My friend Ben Spottle made it, and we made it at the Holiday Motel in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. Yeah, it's fun. Check it out. It's called Chemicals. And we actually abbreviated the band name to just Newsky because we feel like it's a little more fitting for the genre.
And I think it's a lot more identifiable, too. You know, in the past, you have played so many different groups. I mean, I'm thinking Pixies, Violent Femmes, the Gin Blossoms. Any favorite memories of all the people you've played with through the years?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love all those bands. Actually, I just had coffee with Kevin Hearn from Bare Naked Ladies like 45 minutes ago, just walking around Toronto, and he took me into the recording studio where Bare Naked Ladies are actually working on a new album. So that was really neat for me. And the studio's insane. It's just like high ceilings. Each band member has like 20 guitars circled around them to choose from, or like 12 different keyboards. It's just like state-of-the-art, world-class, like major leagues of recording. So that was pretty neat for me. But we just did a tour with Not a Surf in Europe in the summer, and they're one of my favorite bands, so that was very cool for us.
What was the reaction of people in Europe when they heard you play?
Europe is just a bit friendlier as far as hospitality. I think there's just maybe like less fans over there. You know, the arts are just held in higher regard in general. There's a lot of government arts funding, so sometimes the venues might pay a bit better and they'll have like dinner. It's generally rare to get dinner in the States on like the smaller club circuit, you know, from the venue. So Europe, just they treat you like champs over there. So it's generally, it's pretty nice to play over there.
You mean in your green room, you're not getting blue M&Ms instead of the green ones?
You might get blue M&Ms, but you're not getting a sandwich in America. It's not going to happen.
All right. You get 10 new tracks out. What's your favorite of the 10? Or is that asking you what your favorite kid is?
I think my favorite song right now is probably the first song on the album. It's called Freak Flag Fly. It's just kind of about how, I don't know, I feel like everyone kind of is a bit of a weirdo somewhere in their soul, you know? And a lot of times I think get suppressed by environment. You know, people get stuck in jobs or they can't be themselves, or maybe they find themselves in friend circles deep in the burbs between like an Applebee's and two Texas Roadhouses where they, you know, they want to make weird off-kilter jokes or get funky, but it just doesn't fit the environment they're in. So I feel like you can't suppress your freak flag. You can't suppress your weirdoism. You got to keep it weird because that's what keeps the world interesting, you know?
Well, I know you've got a couple of Wisconsin dates this week. You're in Stevens Point, I think, Thursday, Milwaukee on Friday, Manitowoc Saturday. You're back in Chicago after that. And then you're coming back to Madison July 1st, right?
Yeah, Memorial Union Terrace. That's one of the coolest venues in the whole country, I think.
All right. Well, right now, there are still some tickets available for Friday night at Anodyne Inn, Walker's Point. But if anybody wants to get tickets, you want to tell them how?
Yeah, it's just newskimusic.com/tour. All the tour dates are on there, and you can scoop them up. It's an early show. It starts 6 o'clock doors, 7 o'clock music starts.
All right. And again, you might want to check out that new CD, Friend Rock. Brett Newsky, always great to talk with you.
Thanks, Libby Collins. Thanks for being a champion of arts and culture and rock and roll music. You're awesome.
Rock on.
Just ain't symmetrical.